23.
This is Late Hits. You're sitting here watching a 10-part documentary on Michael Jordan, who for 6 years, he three-peated and then three-peated again. And this guy's showing you in this documentary how bad of a teammate he was. The same things you bag on James Harden. Look, Dwight Howard and Chris Paul couldn't play with him. Nobody could play with Jordan. He won 6 championships in the 6 years he was there for the full season.
Late Hits, weeknights from 7 to 9 on ESPN 97.5. The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, we'll try to work in some of that today, along with a lot of other good stuff. You know why? It's a Wednesday, and it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. Jermaine Avery filling in today for A.J. Hoffman, who will be back tomorrow. Aaron Rabel, who's always the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. Aaron likes it. He'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At the underscore Jermaine. At Aaron is Blitz, Dad Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. You know the number for that. And it's a Wednesday, so when you call, text, tweet, send a raven, whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds we're going to have some fun today, Mr. Every?
I'm going to say percent 1,000.
I like that. I like the confidence. Well, my day's not off to a great start. I have to be completely honest with you. Well, first off, I almost saw a guy die in a parking lot for a lotto ticket.
Lotto ticket?
Yes.
Really?
A guy was sitting here walking through the parking lot. There's a place I stop on the way to get, you know, grab me a bang and a Gatorade and stuff like that. I stop, and I'm about to pull out, and I see this guy walking across the parking lot, scratching on his lottery ticket, and then I see another guy in a car looking at his phone, and he's heading right for the guy. And I'm just screaming. It's like, look out, look out, look out. I mean, last second, the guy in the car stops looking at his phone, which, by the way, if you're driving in a parking lot, don't look at your phone. You're about to park. And,
you know, a parking lot is one of the most dangerous. I think sometimes a parking lot can be just as, if not more dangerous, paying attention to your phone than on the road.
I think it is, because there's actually people walking. And, yeah, if you bounce into another car in the parking lot, you're not going to do much damage. But if you bounce into a grizzled old guy, he's going to die right there. And I'm just going to say, not a very lucky lotto ticket for him, if that were the case. He's like, oh, I'm going to have the 3 and the 5, and hopefully I'm going to win this. That almost happened. I almost witnessed that. Yeah. Then I get here. It's about 3:02, and I notice my laptop bag's a little light. I'm like, don't tell me I forgot my freaking laptop. So I go to Aaron. It's like, okay. Should I make a run for it, go home, get it, come back, knowing that the storm had just come, it was coming through at the time. So, yeah, if there's no storm, I can be home in 15, back in 15, no problem. But you know how you guys drive when it rains. And everybody listening to the show knows how people drive in the rain.
They're like Chicken Little. The sky is falling. The sky, I swear, when rain hits the road, when the first drop of rain hits the road in Houston, people's driving IQ goes down at least 50 points.
Yeah, well,
bare minimum.
It wasn't high to begin with, though.
True.
Yeah. So
true.
Aaron and I made a command decision. I decided to stay, and I will use my phone, and we'll mix it up a little. Jermaine will interact with everybody on the Twitch channel. So if there's good Twitch stuff,
I'm logging in right now, yeah, guys.
He'll read that, and Aaron will handle the text line. I will do my best to check Twitter, and we'll get right through it. Won't be a problem. We'll still have fun. And I have all my show notes on the phone, and I kind of thought, well, I want to do this anyway, just because at some point in the Roniverse, we are going to get back and do road shows again. And every now and then, we do road shows where there's no internet. And that way, I want to get some practice in, which is kind of silly because I've got a laptop. I've got a burner laptop. I've got an iPad. And none of them are here. So, shame on me. I got thrown off my routine today, though. And it's the little stuff that does it. We refinanced our house. And I didn't realize that when you did that, you had to go through the whole process again, just like when you closed the first time.
Really?
Yeah. You know, the mounds of paper that you had to sign.
Oh, my God.
Remember that?
Yes.
So.
Yes, vividly.
Now, the good news is the lady actually came to our place. We didn't have to go to their office.
Okay.
She came in, brought all the stuff. And so 30 minutes of signing, which, hey, I'm happy with this because we went from like 4.5 to 3.0. So, I mean, we're saving a ton of money. It's a good move. But yeah, so after I sign all that stuff, I look up, oh, bleep, I need to get my butt to the office. I got a couple things I need to do. I need to check in with Mr. Gowers, a couple things that I have to have done before the show. And so when I got here, that's when I realized I didn't have a laptop.
Okay, so pull back the curtain a little bit. We're sitting in Fred's office before the show, talking it up. And he tells me, my laptop bag felt a little light. I see an Apple bag on his desk. The first thing I thought was, dear God, please don't tell me this man went and bought a laptop because he left his laptop at home.
No, not. I'm not that. I did that one time before, but that's when I bought the burner laptop is when that one was broken. So I have an extra laptop. I just don't have it with me. And I should just leave the burner here. I've been thinking about that. Because I left it at home because the wife used it sometime, but now that we have the iPad, she never uses it. So I think that's my next move, is just leave that one here in case this ever happens again. Because it's real simple how it happens, and it's stupid. But you've been to my place. I have a chair that I sit in, and I do all my work on the laptop, do my show prep, get on there, whatever sports map stuff I have to do, and then I'll shut it down, put it in the cushion on the side of the chair so that the dog doesn't get it. And you know, then I'll go later and go back and look and open it up again. Same thing. So I know exactly where it's sitting. It's right there between the cushion and the chair. And the laptop bag I moved when the lady came in, and that's where I messed up because, you know, like I said, I have this little routine. The laptop bag's always right there. I'm never going to leave without my laptop. And yet I did because I'm a dumb. So there's that.
But yeah, it happens. Like I've come up here before and I don't think I've ever forgotten my laptop or my iPad, but I have forgotten like chargers. I've forgotten headphones. So there's always something that you end up forgetting. But today it was just one of those days where I was running around and I brought my work iPad home. And so I was like almost ran out the house and forgot it. And I need it for work. Like I cannot work without my iPad. I'm fumbling through, got to put out the trash. I dropped it in the garage when I dropped my bag. I didn't realize it fell out. Put out the trash, put my bag in the car, getting started. Literally, if I had not realized that I did and I dropped this iPad, it would have been rolled over when my wife left for work this morning. I go back in, sanitize my hands because I put the trash out and everything, trying to keep clean. And I look and I'm like, what is that under her tire? Oh, crap, it's my iPad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was just, and then today I was normally going to leave it at work to charge, but something told me, bring it to the show just in case. And so I'm glad I did, because now I can pay attention to the Twitchers on the iPad and do stuff on the laptop.
Well, there you go. See, things have a way of working out. And I spent most of my morning responding to emails from people who were not happy with me yesterday for not allowing certain words on the show. Well, and then one was about another word, and I had to defend Jerome on this one because he used a word during a story he was telling, and within the context of how he used it, it was perfectly fine. I mean, it's not a word I would use on air, but he was referring to a Hispanic man who was killed by the police, and he was quoting what they said directly. He didn't say he was quoting that. He and I know that because we're old, and we know the story. But then the other stuff, there's one guy who's about free speech. I'm like, yeah, you know what free speech is? when you go to work today, go up to your boss and call him a mother bleeper and tell him to eat a bag of D's and see if you still have a job. Because there's certain things you can do and there's certain things you can't. And my favorite, though, somebody called me Lord Grand Censor. I kind of think that's the coolest name ever. I mean, you put a Lord on almost anything, it's awesome, right? Like if Chris Pratt in Guardians of the Galaxy was just Star, then he would be that chick from Lost Boys. That's it. But he's Star Lord. So I like having the Lord in front. Grand. That's grand's a really good word, except for when you go Grand Wizard. That's not good.
No.
But any other time when somebody calls you Grand, it's awesome. And Censor, okay. I got more bad news for you. We censor things all the time. When I was running Sports Map, there's no profanity. That's a form of censorship. So, yeah, if that makes me Lord Grant's censor. But if you missed it, the only thing I objected to was a guy who tweeted claiming I lost my bleep over it, which is not at all the case. And he said, well, it's semantics. It's not semantics. I mean, you're using a pejorative phrase that implies that I lost my poise and my cool. So that's not accurate. And if you're going to tweet, and this is a problem with Twitter, and this is something I've been talking about, is, you know, think before you freaking tweet. Make sure you're actually being accurate and not just making stuff up to look good. Because that we don't need that right now. We don't need that in the world. But the problem was, and Aaron dumped it as well. And for Jerome, he thinks it's perfectly fine to use, and that's cool. But I don't. And this company doesn't. And I represent Gal Media. I represent our partners and advertisers. And I represent our listeners. And we have a lot. We make a lot of decisions based on that. And you can disagree with me on whether that word's ever appropriate to use in any context. That's fine. But that's our policy. And we're a government policed organization. I hate to break it to you. And people say, well, what about this? I can't say the M word for little people anymore because of an FCC complaint. So
yeah, we don't need that heat anymore.
Yeah. So just keep in mind, this isn't me being some kind of draconic Lord Grand Censor. This is basically us doing what I think is right and what Aaron thought was right. But if AJ were here, he would have agreed as well. I mean, it's a policy. It's a company policy. And it's a company policy based on oversight from the government, which I'm not crazy about. I wish that, you know, I'm not going to get on the FCC because somebody will be listening and they'll say, oh, we're going to get that guy. He probably said Gidget again. We're going to make sure he gets it. But yeah, so and listen, Jerome and I are fine. I love the guy. And what kind of pissed me off later was that this is all you guys wanted to talk about was whether or not he could say that word on air. And you lost what was a really powerful message and some great stuff from a guy who's been on the front lines of this kind of stuff since before most of you were born, and who's been out there marching and been out there protesting and been trying to change things for a long ass time. And he had a lot of great stuff to say. And I would hope if you go back and listen to it, that's what you take from it. Not me telling him, sorry, we can't use that word. That's all. All right.
There you have it, folks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you were also taking visual cues from me, and that was... Everybody who wants to hate on you needs to email me, because my job.
No, no, no. It's our policy. It's our company. And frankly, I saw your reaction. I knew you were dumping it, which was good. And it wasn't that it happened once. It's when it was the second time that I had to say, hey, man, you got to stop saying that. And, you know, that's...
I was out of dump buttons at that point.
I know.
It's a good thing you did. Yeah, well, I had nothing left.
Okay, a little inside info here before we go to break. We can only use that thing twice within a time frame, because if once we've done it twice, it has to spool back up again to the delay. So, yeah, if you do it twice, I got to cut you off completely. That's just because he might say something else, and he accidentally did, which I think was part of the second dump anyway. And I was talking over him. So those kind of things you have to, that's all part of the business, man. That's all stuff that we have to deal with on a daily basis. All right. We got some fun stuff planned for you. You guys can call in today if you want. We're going to be a little sportsy today. We're going to be a little non-sportsy. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends out at Carbach. I say good friends because they hooked me up like a good friend would. Sent me out a nice selection to the river, a great mix pack. Got some of the Light Circus IPA, got some of the Crawford Bock, got some Tasty Waves, and got some of the Vive Cella, some Weekend Warrior. I got a little bit of everything, and that's the great thing about Carbach. They've got a little bit of something for everyone. Whether you're looking for something light and refreshing like Love Street, you want to go big with some Rodeo Clown, or even go real big with some BBH, you can get it all from Carbach. The restaurant, not back to full steam just yet. But you can go in, you can grab a beer, you can drink it out in the beer garden. And, you know, when things are back to normal, you'll find out on their social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can follow Carbach there or check them out at carbachbrewing.com. But, of course, one thing they've worked hard on during this COVID was making sure the shelves are stocked. So when you get into the grocery stores, when you get into the gas stations, make sure you grab yourself some Carbach.
Hey, it's AJ Hoffman. During these times, Allstate Siding and Window have added additional steps during their consultations, in person and virtual, to ensure that the health and safety of our homeowners and employees are top priority. Allstate is open for business and ready to help their community in the greater Houston area. Call Allstate today for your free consultation. Receive 30% off all windows and $2,500 for all full siding jobs. Remember, for the best rate, call Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936, 832-204-1936, or allstatesidingandwindows.com.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Oh, hi. Okay, guess we should talk about something. Kind of tough to be put on the spot. Not sure what to say. But I know what I'm definitely not talking about. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I don't know how long this is going to last, but the car prices just went up. At GiveMeTheVIN.com, we cranked our computer up where it's offering more because the market's up. Until these rental car companies dump all this money on the market and crash it back out, I would sell it right now because we pay the most and we do what we say we're going to do when we say we're going to do it. My name's John Clay Wolf, founder of GiveMeTheVIN.com, and if I can't beat your CarMax offer, I'll send you a check for $100.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. What are the odds? Wednesday. And what are the odds that our special guest who's going to join us in the 6 o'clock hour is actually here way early? That's all right. I told her 6 o'clock, but Buddy Holly's going to join us. Because we haven't
bro, Buddy Holly is dead.
Our Buddy Holly.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Holly Seymour. I think I will start calling her Buddy Holly. I like that better. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Okay, I think I figured out the text line on the phone. So... I think I can do that.
If you figured out the text line on the phone, you're making breakthroughs early in the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But wanted to get into your buddy Drew Brees, who...
ain't none of my buddy, but...
Hey, listen, you're Mr. New Orleans. You're just like... Hey, Holly's got to claim every Philadelphia person. You're Mr. New Orleans. This is your guy. So I want to hear all about it.
Here's the thing. Well, you go ahead and lay it out, and then I'll offer my opinion.
He basically, and this is one of the things that I kind of is sort of weird about this whole deal, is when Colin Kaepernick was protesting, this is what he was talking about. He wasn't protesting the flag. It turned into a whole conversation on the flag. And basically, Drew Brees came out and said he'll never support people kneeling during the national anthem. It's disrespectful to the flag. It's disrespectful to veterans. All of which, we're not reliving all of those comments. And I don't know why he wanted to come out and do that now. And I think it misses the point. If you're going to talk about why he knelt, now's the time to talk about it. I mean,
And the whole thing is like some friends of mine and I have been, I've been basically monitoring what they're saying online and social media and whatnot. If you miss the point of the protest, a protest is not meant to make you comfortable. A protest is meant to make a statement about something. A protest is meant to draw attention to something that needs attention drawn to, that people have turned a blind eye to. What Colin Kaepernick was trying to do was trying to draw attention to police brutality. He came about that way of protesting because he consulted with the former Navy SEAL who was the long snapper for the Seahawks, Nate Boyer or whatever his name is. He actually told him, hey, if you're going to do something, I think this is what you should do. So a guy who laid his life on the line for this country told him, hey, I think this is an appropriate form of protest. Everybody loses their mind about it and misses the total point of him protesting. Now you're trying to make it about something that is not. My thing with Drew Brees, here's the deal. The reason why I say that's not my guy, because that's my team. The Saints are my team. I grew, born and raised in New Orleans. I grew up there. I grew up suffering through long years of watching them do absolutely nothing and break our hearts. I root for that team. I root for the black and gold. I root for that city. I root for that emblem. I root for those uniforms. I don't necessarily always agree with the name on the back of the uniform has to say. There's teams out there that are, have guys who are horrible, rotten individuals. But I bet those people won't stop rooting for that team because they have that guy on that team. I asked Panthers fans, how many of you stopped rooting for the Panthers when you found out Ray Caruth killed his baby mama? How many of you stopped rooting for the Falcons when Michael Vick got convicted of dog killing? How many of you stopped rooting for Kobe and the Lakers when he was caught doing butt sex with the girl in the Colorado hotel room? You don't stop rooting for your team because it has a horrible person on it. You stop rooting for that person.
Yeah, but you know how fans are. There's going to be a bunch of people. Oh no, it's Drew Brees is great. You know, I don't think that. I don't disagree with his point. I mean, I really don't care if you want to kneel, great. If you think it's disrespectful to the flag, great. I don't think it is. I think it's just, you know, one way to protest. And I wish that the whole thing had called attention to what it was supposed to call attention to. Because guess what? This is what we're dealing with now. And when I went home last night, sat on the balcony, popped open a Falcon 9, which we have one here for Jermaine. And if you decide you want to have that during the show, we'll all share it with you. Just throwing that out there. And talked to some of the people coming back. And, you know, they felt like it was a really good event. They felt like that people listened. Then none of them saw any problems. And, you know, and I'm glad to see it. I'm glad to see people participating in their community and making statements. And I think that's great. I do. I don't like it when it turns into vandalism and everything else. But there's nobody there. Nobody here says, oh, I'm for that. Because if you are, you're kind of, yeah. And it sucks that that some places it's turned violent. But what do we expect? People aren't listening, so It's gonna get that way, and I'm not for it. And I hate that there's police officers getting shot in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that there's protesters getting injured. I hate that tear gas and all that stuff is happening. And I just hope in our city that those of you who are participating, and hopefully our police department as well, we all just keep doing this.
But the thing is you, I don't agree with some of the violence that's happening. But at the same time, it's like Chris Rock said, I don't agree with it, but I understand. when you have so much systemic oppression and racism goes on for so long, it's only so much people going to take. And it's like a volcano. Once a volcano blows, you don't know how that volcano is going to blow. You don't know how far reaching is going to go. You don't know what's going to happen. You just know, okay, the volcano is active and it's erupting. Oh my gosh. Now look at how bad it's erupting. Nobody expected that. It's just like when somebody goes through something and they hold something in for so long and then they finally let it out, they may react violently. They may react pleasantly. You don't know because they've been holding it in for so long. It's just going to come out. And the way it comes out is just the way it comes out. But you can't expect everything to be perfect and pretty and fit in a box and, you know, make you feel comfortable about what's going on. When people want to call attention to something and they want to protest and march and do things like that, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to fit in a box. It's not going to make you comfortable. It's not meant to make you feel comfortable. It's meant to draw attention.
The texter says, since Brees' comments today, I've seen Ryan Clark say he's always known Drew Brees isn't a good person, paraphrasing his words. Any idea what that stems from? Hey, can we stop saying whether or not somebody's a bad person or a good person based on an opinion we might disagree with? I think it in this environment, should he have said that? No. Does it make him a bad person? No. It just makes him somebody you disagree with.
Yeah, I've had really good friends of mine who have different opinions from mine, and I don't think they're bad people at all. I love them to death, and I wouldn't trade them for the world. I just don't agree with that opinion that they have. So, yes, you can like a person and just not agree with their
opinion.
Well,
that's what we're supposed to do. I hate to break it to you. All right, I'm just really simple. There's three of us sitting here, and well, four people sitting within 25 feet of each other. I guarantee you there's not, we couldn't find a subject that all four of us agree on. It's just not going to happen. Maybe we do. The odds are
Bill O'Brien sucks.
Okay.
Done.
Yeah. Fine. Thanks. You're not going to defend him? Good. No, but excuse me, Rona. But if you take a general topic, let's say, I don't know, what's a good one? It's just Donald Trump. Is Donald Trump a good president? There's going to be four different opinions, and that's okay. I still like you guys. That's what I want us to get back to. I want us to get the discourse and understanding why, like asking Aaron, why do you think Donald Trump's such a great president? And he explains it to me. And maybe I see some points that I hadn't thought of. You know, maybe he's tremendous. He's the best. There's good and bad people on both sides. But whatever it is, at least then I learned something. That's how things are supposed to work. And then maybe you change my mind. Maybe you don't.
Fred, you become very famous, I have to tell you.
And that's why I love him. But that's not what we do, man. That's not what we do on Twitter. It's not what we do in our real life. If, oh, you said this, you must be evil. You must be terrible. And everything, we've lost context of things. And that's something that I'm going to keep preaching until people actually start doing it. Somebody says, speaking as a Saints fan, I'm a vet who deployed three times and I don't participate in the flag unless I'm in uniform. Lots of black soldiers fought in those same wars and came home to racism. Fair. I mean, that's honestly, that's, and man, AJ's a veteran and he's talked about this too. It's you're right to do that. You're right. I couldn't see myself doing it, but I think part of it, and I get this. I think some of it's generational because the way I grew up with a bunch of World War II veterans as role models, I mean, if somebody burned a flag, they were ready to kill. I mean, for them, that was the most important thing. And that's what a lot of us, I think, grew up with. But I also think you have to look at the topic. You have to look at what the actual protest was about. And part of defending that flag was giving people the right to do that. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Did you know online alcohol sales have more than tripled since March? Yep, drinking from home is at an all-time high. And Cheers is here to help fight those pesky hangovers. Whether you drink a little or a lot, Cheers is designed to reduce alcohol's negative effects and help you feel better the next day. It works by neutralizing the toxins that affect your liver and replacing the vitamins you lose when you drink alcohol. No more waking up with headaches or nausea after a night of drinking. It's the best thing to happen to alcohol since alcohol. To use Cheers, just take 2 to 4 capsules after your last drink or before bed. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, you'll get your money back. No questions asked. To order Cheers, simply visit cheershealth.com/975 and use promo code 975 at checkout. You'll get $10 off your next order and at least 50% off your next hangover. That's cheershealth.com/975, promo code 975. Say cheers to brighter mornings. Your liver will thank you.
Hey folks, David Dow here again to talk about Texas Citizens Bank. Here's the deal. Texas Citizens Bank understands the needs of small businesses. If you need to finance a new building, buy new equipment, or get a line of credit, you've got to go to Texas Citizens Bank. And just like Gal Media, Texas Citizens Bank is a locally owned and locally managed bank. They know how Houstonians do business. They're really good bankers and they're good people too. You will love what they can do for your company. To learn more, go to TexasCitizensBank.com today.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, if you have been in an accident, Lawyer Dave is the man you need. Doesn't matter what kind of accident, whether it's a car, an 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall, maybe you've had a bad hospital experience, Lawyer Dave will take care of you. He practices everywhere in Texas. He does not charge for his consultations, and he does not get paid until you win. Based right here in Houston, you can contact Lawyer Dave at 713-626-8900 or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law. 713-626-8900. Better dial Dave.
The final season of inventory is happening now at Copperleaf. Experience the finest in traditional Western living and great outdoor recreation with your gorgeous 1 to 3+ acre mountainside home site. Priced from only $79.9. Plus, for a limited time, pay no closing costs. This spectacular mountain paradise offers pristine Rocky Mountain views, private access to the historic Shoshone River for incredible blue ribbon trout fishing, a prime location next to the entrance of Yellowstone Park for hiking, sightseeing, and nature walks. Plus, modern amenities including central water and sewer, underground electric, and more. During your private Copperleaf tour, you can choose to drive your own vehicle or take advantage of our safe and sanitary tour options. Call 866-935-2636 and ask how to take a live video tour of your beautiful 1 to 3+ acre mountainside home site, priced from only $79.9 at Copperleaf. Don't wait. 866-935-2636 to take a live video tour of Copperleaf or visit CopperleafWyoming.com.
This just in.
Josh Innes, Rich Lord, back together again for one day only.
One day only.
Listen as the two reunite on the Josh Innes Show this Thursday from 2 to 4. Only on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And Holly has loaned me her laptop, but it's only got 32% and it's not charging. And now I'm having to figure this out, so... I really just need it for the, it's easier to read the text in the Twitch. That's it. So I will figure it out. 713-780-ES. I can't find my Gmail account. That's wonderful. Yeah.
That's not good.
And I don't even, this is the other problem, trying to log into my email on here. I don't even know my password because it's all saved on mine.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I'd wind up having to change my password. I'll figure it out.
But you know, you're having that technical difficulty. I'm having technical difficulties with my headset. So it's a technically difficult show right now.
That's all right. So we don't need technology.
Nope. We'll muscle
some,
through.
We can do some old school stuff and just like get a newspaper in here and read that.
I'm going to say, let's send Holly down to the corner store, see if there's any Chronicles left.
Yeah, it'll be like 3 pages. I mean, we'd be done in like half a segment, so I don't think that'll work. But on the Breeze thing, I just think we got to stop judging people as human beings based on different opinions, man. Somebody wants to know, did AJ die of the Rona? No, AJ's probably still floating on the river somewhere. And he'll be back tomorrow. So, having had a week off. And you know, I'm kind of thinking a week off might not be a bad idea. Starting to realize that, you know, I don't know, maybe it was yesterday. I got home and everybody's ripping me over this whole thing that I didn't really do anything. And then I get on our friggin' poker club last night and lose like 14 hands in a row, 12 of which I led going to the river. And I'm like, you know what? Screw this. I'm done. Delete. App deleted. I'm done.
You deleted the whole app just because you had a bad run?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little extreme, don't you think?
Well, I was going to quit anyway because the reality is we've got the poker rooms are coming back. We're going to have advertisers who are poker rooms. And I don't feel like I'm doing them justice by playing on an online thing. So I was going to be done with it anyway. It's just that sped it up. I was planning to play through the weekend and then punt, which I may still do. But right now, yeah, I'm done. 201 said maybe Drew's timing could have been a little better, but he isn't saying anything inherently racist or demeaning. All he said was he didn't like the vehicle that was being used for protests. I think that's all fair, right? I don't agree with that. So I don't see the problem with that. Yes, he said it publicly, but that doesn't mean that his wide receivers should be calling him out publicly. He gave $5 million of his own money to help fight COVID in New Orleans. If anyone has earned the right to share his opinion, it's him from St. Patrick. Yeah, I just think here's the real problem. And I agree with St. Patrick for the most part. But we're all in this, in with the Rona and everything else. I mean, everybody's emotions are heightened. And that's good and bad. And I think that's part of the reason why we've had all the protests explode the way they have is, you know, we don't want to forget about the fact that a lot of people have lost their jobs. They've lost their way of life. And so I think the responses now are much more charged and angry because of all this. And I think that's a problem. This is where we should be more level-headed. This is where we should all be, you know, much more calm. We should all be Lebowski, man. The dude abides. And we need to all just chill a little bit because there's enough stuff going on in the world that we don't really need to be going after Drew Brees just because we disagree with him. And I do. But it doesn't make him a bad person. It makes him a guy who maybe this wasn't the perfect timing to be commenting on this. That's all.
He should have just kept his opinion to himself.
I don't want to say that. I just think there's a time to have that opinion. Is this really it?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. And I mean, he's catching hell from Saints fans who have like supported him over the years and loved him. And Drew Brees, woohoo, Saints quarterback, you know, future Hall of Famer, breaking records, won a Super Bowl for us, you know, brought us back to prominence. Well, brought us to prominence, I'll say. But the fact of the matter is when you have an ill-timed opinion, that's not only an ill-timed opinion, but that's kind of polarizing to most people, especially people who feel like Colin Kaepernick had the right to protest any way he felt, which a lot of people do. Then, and you, like you said, we're in the Ronaverse, and so it just heightens things that much more. If this was the regular part of the NFL offseason, we're in June, OTAs, mini camps, you know, they're about to break and then go into training camp next month. This probably gets a little run, but not much run at all. It's going to take some traction, but it won't take as much. But with the way things are right now, that's why it's headline news and it's the back and forth between he and his teammate over Twitter. That's why it's so heightened. And I just think that people need to realize that in a time like this, we're all a little bit on edge, like Fred said. So we need to kind of take a step back and not react as emotionally charged as we would. But it's impossible to do that right now.
Squeezing a call. Tyler, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, yeah, this is Tyler from Spring. I first love the show, and I think you guys are having a great conversation today about everything that's going on. Not a whole lot of sports out there, but y'all keep up the good work. Y'all were talking about kind of accepting other people's opinions and all that. I think that's really important. One thing that I've kind of learned personally is you got to be able to change your mind on stuff. You know, when you find out something new, I remember when the kneeling stuff started, first couple months, I kind of, if it came on ESPN, I changed the channel. Or, you know, if someone talked about it, I kind of zone them out, you know. But, you know, you learn what it's really about, and you see it. And, you know, you got to be a big enough fan to change your mind about it. You got to say, hey, look, I got some new information, and I'm going to change my mind. And anyways, I'll hang up and listen. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
No, that's how it's supposed to work, man. It really is, and we've gotten away from that. I blame social media. I blame isolation. I blame a lot of things. I blame the fact that people don't want to think. It's so much easier to just do blanket statement and not have to respond to anything, and just say, "Oh, you're this fake news." It's a nasty question. You don't have to respond. I mean, that's the thing, because you can just throw your opinion out there. And I got to tell you, almost every one of you guys on Twitter who do political stuff, and it doesn't matter which one you are, I hate to break it to you, you're just parroting somebody else's crap that you've already heard. And at some point, think for yourself. And oh, no, I really think that. Well, you know, okay. You heard it on Trevor Noah last night, so that makes it true. Give me a break. Somebody asked, what's your credit score that you got a 3, Fred? It wasn't me. It's the wife's credit. I couldn't even use mine because I had an identity theft problem late last year that I'm still recovering from. But yeah, it's all her. Speaking of which, this is how out of touch I am. So we're doing the closing today, and I'm putting down the date. And it's like, okay, June 3rd, 2020. What the hell is June 3rd? About halfway through, while she's sitting across the table from me, also signing, I realize it's my wife's birthday. So, yeah. Yeah, I can remember every poker.
Yeah. Guys.
Remember every hand of poker I play in a tournament 10 years ago. And it occurred to me today that I know what day her birthday is, because our anniversary is actually 10 days later. It'll be 11 long-ass years coming up. But so I know that they're close together. But it just didn't even occur to me until 1:50 this afternoon while I'm signing my name for the 5,000th time. Oh, bleep, it's her birthday.
Please tell me you didn't just go, oh, by the way, happy birthday.
Yeah, I kind of did.
I was waiting. Tyler, I was...
Shame.
I was waiting for that, and I'm looking
wait,
at him.
Wait,
I'm
what,
like...
did you call me? We all look alike or something like that? What?
Shame.
Yeah, you kind of do. But sorry, Aaron. But... I was looking at him tell this story, and I'm like, he did the matter-of-factly drive-by birthday thing, didn't he? And you can see it coming in his face. So when you went out and asked him, I was like, okay, he just went ahead and just asked him. I was waiting for him to get to that part because it looked like it was going to be good, because I want to know what Val's response was.
She pointed out that all of her coworkers had been sending her nice messages all day and how much they cared about her. So I'm like, okay, that's good. You spend more time with them than you do me. That's fine. I hope they all wish you happy birthday, but I will wish her happy birthday on air, which she won't listen to because she didn't listen to the show, which is probably a good thing, but they can't do that. Your Skype can't do that. No. Let's try Scott real quick. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Fred. Been a while, man. Listen, wanted to reach out a little bit on this Drew Brees thing, and not necessarily against you, but in general, I'm hearing a lot of people, and your last caller is a perfect example. His phrasing was, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's something to the effect of, you got to be a man and learn to change your opinion. Well, I mean, I would disagree with that because, you know, for some reason, there are a lot of people saying that Colin Kaepernick had a right to do his protest, which I would agree with. But for some reason, a lot of those same people have a problem with the way Drew greet with Drew's opinion. And I think it is, we're getting to a place where people are trying to legislate what everyone thinks about everything. And we're using political correctness and social media to bash people and shame them into a corner where you just can't have an opinion that doesn't fit with what is projected by the mainstream media. And I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole, but I think it's kind of dangerous for people to make a judgment about Drew Brees. I know Drew, as a matter of fact, and I can tell you that, for instance, I knew his grandfather, I knew his mom, I know his dad, although I haven't seen him in a while. And I know that Drew, for instance, used to go to a summer camp where every morning we played the national anthem, and every kid stood out there with their hand over their heart. Very old school. But Drew grew up in a way, and that's not the only reason he probably holds that opinion, but he holds the opinion of the flag and what it represents with a particular kind of reverence. And in his opinion, apparently, the twain shall not meet, right? And I personally agree with him, but nonetheless, why are we legislating what he should?
Oh,
isn't it possible for him to both think that it's wrong to have the racial issues we have, but also not think that the flag and America and everything else, that's great. By the way, America's pretty freaking awesome. We stop and forget that sometimes, but I'll wrap it up with that. But appreciate the time and enjoy the show.
Yeah, first off, nobody's legislating anything, okay? But to your point, to say, well, you can't change your mind, that's kind of silly too. And basically, I mean, 80% of what you said, I agree with. I mean, you're allowed to have an opinion. You should have an opinion. And there's too many things we don't have opinions on that are important. But if you agree with it, great. But that doesn't mean everybody is going to agree with it, and they're going to share their opinion. I happen to think that the you can have different opinions on different things and not be labeled as something. But that's not what we do. And you know, that part of your comment is spot on, is that people try to shame you into being a certain thing. But it doesn't matter. Whatever your opinion is, there's a political side to it from somewhere, and that side is going to try to shame you, and the other people are going to defend you. And it's dumb. It's just dumb. I mean, yeah, I don't know why this needed to come up today, but I think people ripping him for it and calling him a bad person, that's the whole problem. You're not a bad person if you have an opinion that somebody else disagrees with. You're not. You're a bad person because you're a bad person. I'm clearly a bad person because I can't remember a freaking birthday. But
terrible.
Yeah. You know, that you want to shame somebody for something? There you go. All right? You want to talk about what a horrible human being someone is? Here I am. Hello. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975. I'm a poor papers. It's all about the papers.
Chickens caught the papers and now they want to rape us. May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
It's time to get to the yard. It's time to get outside and make it amazing. To get to the grass and the sunny afternoons. It's the season to get your backyard ready for action. To get the lawn lush and green and get rid of those pesky patches. It's easy to make your lawn better than ever with Scotts. Because even though this year may feel different, the best things never change. So let's get to it. This is your season. Time to enjoy it. Scotts, get to the yard.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Whether you enjoy classical, rock, or heavy metal, we all march to the beat of our own drummer or guitarist. That's why Vuse also offers you more ways to vape your way. It's available in 5 bold color options, 3 smooth tastes, and 3 nicotine levels. It's your vape, your way. Vuse, charge beyond. Underage sale prohibited.
I'm Marcus Kiprios, owner of Blackland Distillery in Fort Worth, not Dallas, Texas. At Blackland, we make ultra-premium vodka, gin, bourbon, and rye whiskey using state-of-the-art equipment to create strikingly smooth spirits with an incredibly soft finish. Most importantly, our spirits are made in Texas using Texas grains from Texas farmers. You can find us in most major liquor stores, but be sure to also ask your favorite bar and restaurant for Blackland to taste something better than your go-to substandard foreign-made alcohol. Because everything is better in Texas, especially Texas-made ultra-premium spirits.
Fish on! Sign up for the CCA Star Fishing Tournament. You could spend all summer casting for a chance to win over $1 million in scholarships and prizes. Reel in a new boat and truck when you catch a tagged redfish. Or wet a line for 12 other divisions to win big prizes. From sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit, Evinrude, Scheinerbach, Uppower Polaris, and ABC 13. Enter at startournament.org. Sign up now.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for Texas A&M Athletics. Catch all the football and basketball action right here as the Aggies make their way through the SEC. Only on ESPN 97.5. Giga Mags.
During these trying times, Veritex Community Bank remains your reliable banking partner. We're dedicated to our community and committed to providing solutions for our customers. Connect with us at veritexbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
John Granato here for Chastang Ford. You do not have to leave your home to buy a car or truck from Chastang Ford. They will do a video walk around for you where you can see those cars, and they'll bring you the car to test drive at home. You can purchase online at ChastangFord.com. You can choose to pick it up in the store, which is safe and clean, or they can deliver it. No dealer fees and nothing down. 0% financing for 84 months and up to 6 months with no payments. Right now, ChastangFord.com. That's ChastangFord.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I'm trying desperately to get this thing... just wait till the break, man. It's not that important. It's 28%. I just want to use it for the Twitch and for the text line. That's all. We're trying to use Holly's laptop, and it's not... really working, so it's not charging. That's a big deal, and it's got a pink thing underneath it. So,
but we're gonna power through. We're gonna make it. We're going to be okay.
Oh yeah, it's fine. We're not.
We're gonna be okay.
There's no
big deal.
I'm just back to the phone. It's just easier when I can see all the stuff at once, and I don't have to
ping pong back and forth.
Yeah, because you have to go from one browser to another and check the text. And somebody said, "Why can't we have different opinions and both be right?" That's a little harder. I think you can both have great points, and you may be right. I don't know. I mean, to me, the fact that that became such a big issue when it did was, I mean, people, you can be right. It's just we have different opinions. And, you know, I don't know. I don't – this country – and one more thing Scott said, which I – this country's great for a lot of people. It's not great for most people. And we need to be able to say that without being anti-American. Mm-hmm. We need to be able to say that this needs to be a better country for a lot of people, not just the 1%, and start trying to fix that. Because I think that's the other issue. It's like, because I've said that many times. I'll tell you right now, Canada does things better than we do. Nobody wants to hear that, but it's true. And even throughout this, they've done better there than we do here. It's that simple. There's a reason I'm going to retire there. And what we should be doing, and we can't do some of the things that they do. I mean, the healthcare thing, that there's no way you could make what works for... Basically, Canada's barely bigger than Texas. It's like 33 million people. So, yeah, you can do some cool stuff with that. You can't do it with 330. So, yeah, there's a reason for some of these things. But... why we need to fix things, man. We need to make it better for everybody. And I think people who say it's a great country, it's probably great for them. Hey, it's pretty damn good for me. I'm not going to complain. But it's not for a lot of people. And until we can admit that without saying, oh, you're un American, love it or leave it. I could leave it tomorrow. I don't want to leave it. I want to make it better.
And that's the point that I think a lot of people are largely missing. It's not that you're not saying that the country isn't great. You're just saying that it has room for improvement. It's like if you get a C on a test, yeah, you pass the test, you're going to pass the class or whatever, but you could have done better on that test. So that's why when you hire certain people, they look at their not only, okay, do you have a degree? Okay, great. Anybody can get a degree. As long as you pass all the classes, you meet all the marks, you can pass and get the degree. How did you place in your class? Because if you pick a lawyer and that lawyer finished in the bottom 10 percentile of their law class, but they passed the bar, they passed everything else, but they're in the bottom 10%. Do you want that person defending you? Or do you want the person that was in the top, 3% of that law class to defend you? I want the person in the top 3%. I don't want the one in the bottom 10.
I want the one that's going to go and lie and get me off. That's what I want. I want a badass like that.
You want the one that's kind of in the middle.
I don't. I think ethics are a little overrated. If it's something about me, yeah, I would be okay with... No, I'm just kidding. Come on. I'm not that unethical. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in on a What Are the Odds Wednesday, Holly's going to join us at 6 o'clock, so you Twitchers will be happy. You'll have something to look at besides us, which is always a good thing. And I'm guessing they're just mostly making fun of my hair is usually what they do, which, you know, totally cool with. So
that's going to be a fun hour because I have hair jokes.
Oh, great.
I mean, it's growing in and it's getting long and stuff, but it's like it has like a almost like a like you dyed it maybe, but it didn't take in some areas, so it's kind of like splotchy colored. Like I don't know if that's
My hair is always like that. Yes, it's colored, but it never colors completely. It never has. That's why I always have a little splotch of blonde, a little splotch of this. So that's why I'm eventually going to go to the full-on black, and I'm going to look like the villain from The Crow when it gets long enough, and it gets really long like that. That's what I'm going to be.
That's the look you're going for?
Yeah, it's the look I'm going for.
I'm going for the bald, beautiful black guy look because I started losing my hair in like my early to mid-20s.
2 out of 3 of those you can nail.
You got me. I shot you and you shot me back. Man, this is what we do. Exactly. But I started losing my hair like early to mid-20s, and I wasn't going to do the whole coloring thing, like trying to shade it in or whatever, where it's kind of thinning out and stuff, because if you start sweating, it bleeds and runs. And plus, I'm not spending money to do all that and doing it. It was just too much. So then it started balding more and more, and I was just like, okay, I'll just get it cut really, really low. And after a while, I saw a picture of myself once, and I was like, that looks absolutely horrible, even after it's cut. It's time to just cut it all off. So now I just go with the bald look.
All right. And to the texter who felt the need to text in to say, I'm not listening to you guys anymore. Bye.
Good riddance, though.
Good luck to you. Yeah, we don't need you. Yeah.
But here's the
go
thing.
Go enjoy your Arkansas milk.
You text us to tell us that you're not listening to us. So I'm going to keep paying rent because I know I own that space in your head. Thank you.
I don't want space in his head. Just go away. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Trust me, I wouldn't like you in person either. All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by